We are now reconvened for the admin portion of the meeting. We have a couple items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. Let's see here. Now we'll move into discussion. We'll have to give a second for Jack to get in here, so why don't we go ahead with yours, Randy, while
sure.
we wait for Jack.
I know you guys always refer to it as FEALRC, but yeah, the Federal Environmental Law Impact Review Committee. I don't know, it's been around for a number of years, but in the 2019 legislative session, we were added as members. And it lists the chair or the chair's designee, and there's a meeting on Monday. And
I'm gone.
I believe your schedule is full. I was wondering if you wanted to appoint someone.
I do. I thought that was already taken care of, but yes, I would like you to do that. You'll do a bang up job.
I'll give it my best shot.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next up, cybersecurity portfolio.
I apologize for being a little distracted by somebody in my office. I'm growing in here late. If you recall, in the last legislative session, there was a statute that provided we will do annual reporting mm-hmm. on cybersecurity issues with public utilities. That was brought in along with integrated resource planning. It was one of the sub-paragraphs of that section. And so right now we currently have a draft along with an integrated resource plan draft for cybersecurity as well. In our current rulemaking, and I provided you a draft about a month ago, there's a good chance our next draft will be on the agenda, the next agenda.
Okay. A draft of the cybersecurity stuff too?
IRP and cybersecurity rules to be set for a rulemaking here.
Okay.
But in the meantime, while this is all going through, I was under the impression that the commission would like to go forward with mm-hmm. Actually going ahead and scheduling a first annual reporting on the cybersecurity issues with the public utilities. And so I was looking at possibly setting it out to midsummer, sometime to allow everyone an opportunity to gather the information that they deem necessary to provide that reporting to the commission, and I guess review a lot of the documentation that goes along with that. So I really was just setting it for scheduling to see when you would like to have that those hearings with the utilities,
sure.
and if you wanted it sooner or later.
Okay, thanks, Jack. I am really pleased that we're moving forward. I think we need to be prepared to talk, at least tell the legislature that we did this, because they did include it in there. And I will say this was one of the late George Kaiser's initiatives. So rest in peace, George. We're following up on this and doing what you had asked. And I think it's appropriate and a good thing. I think the question I have is, I'm very open to how the companies want to report and whether they bring printed materials or whether we ever receive printed materials. So I'm really open on that issue, just from a public information type of standpoint, and also being able to have the meetings protected so that we can have a fair conversation. So I think that those are the issues that need to kind of be worked out with the companies, and I'm comfortable with you doing that, you and PUD staff doing that, and coming forward with a plan. If we just want to pick a date for the meetings, or does it need to all be on the same day? Could they be incorporated in with the quote-unquote PIE meetings, or one of those meetings turned into this type of a thing?
We could do it along with the PIE meeting if that would be the preference. I just didn't know how long the cybersecurity issue would go. So to give you a little more background on where we currently are with the cybersecurity rules, as it's currently drafted, they wouldn't provide us any written materials, at least leave them. They would come through, give us a presentation, discuss this all behind, all in closed meeting,
mm-hmm.
at least the the cybersecurity information, and then they would take the materials with them, so that we're now we're no one's worried about this information getting outside of the commission. At least with our current draft rules, there are quite a few different things to go over, and a lot of these were these issues that we will be requesting to be discussed were pulled from a lot of the materials that you provided to me earlier from NARA various cybersecurity issues. So we did go through a number of periodicals and what other states are doing and drafting what we were looking at. Mm-hmm. So I guess we could put we could include this as part of a PI meeting, but I was just concerned that if we're going through all this, a PI meeting might end up being long.
Okay. Do you guys want to do these all kind of in one day then, or would you guys have a preference or a recommendation?
Would the first question be for the companies to see about how long they think it's going to take to present it? We have to do them separate. We can't have them all in one room together, or we've lost all the
confidentiality. Yeah, they can't be. It'd have to be one.
And if each one needs several hours, it'll get to be a pretty long day of really trying to concentrate on something that you're not taking home notes from and things like that.
True.
Well, so I think they would like a framework too of what's all in it. Then
yeah.
It would be hard for me. I mean, my cybersecurity plan could be from 2 minutes to how detailed do you want?
Well, they do have that with the proposed rules. It's pretty specific on what we'd be asking them, right?
Right.
So they'd have all of that. Why don't you guys work out with the companies the procedure and then, or, you know, how long?
Sure.
And in what type of format, if they want to just work it in with something else or on an informal, couple informal time slots we could use, or if we want to set up a date, and then we can tackle it at the next meeting, more specifically coming up with the calendar items. Does that work?
Yeah, and I guess the only follow-up I'd have to that is, does that midsummer range? I was kind of planning around July-ish. It could be into August, late June, but around that time, is that a decent time to have this?
Okay. The calendar is going to be tricky, but yes.
Sure.
That's where I think the informal time slots might work really well.
Okay.
It works for me, keeping in mind that I know that second half of July almost, you have NARUC for the early part of 1 week and SPP for early part of the following week, so.
And 4th of July for the beginning. So July is kind of shot.
Well, yes, it is. I guess the other option too, if you did just want to send out a few days, that may be good days as well. But I could follow up with you after the meeting too, individually on that too. Maybe block out a couple just to see if it works for the company too.
Yeah.
Pam would have access to our calendars too. She could throw out some dates that.
Sounds good.
And then there's the informal time slots. I love them.
A little push.
Have you thought about the informal time slots? Even extending them if you wanted to do two together, like 1:30 to 5. Just thought. All right. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate that follow-up. I'm looking forward to those discussions. Well, not really, but I'm glad to know that we're doing them. Okay. Anything else for admin? Okay. Well, I think that's it then.
There was one other item. I think the portfolio discussion. Steve, you asked that to be added on as well. Regarding the cybersecurity, I know we recently discussed this, and at the time, the commission did not feel that we really needed to separate cybersecurity from the other responsibilities. But after discussion with Steve, he asked that we just bring this up to see if we want to continue with that, or at this point, considering that we are going to start opening up proceedings related to it, separate that and put that aside.
I think that there's probably merit to being, but. Would it make sense to go through this first and then see, like, yeah, this should be a portfolio, or do we want to decide now?
How about if we have the initial round and decide what we feel we need to be doing as an agency moving forward? Maybe it's just an annual report.
Yeah.
We don't really need a portfolio. Maybe we need to be more proactive than we do.
Yeah. That.
Sure.
Yeah, I think once you define what you want out of this,
we'll know
better
more.
Define the portfolio if you go that direction.
Okay. So we'll know more after.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Punt and punt. All right. All right. With that, we are adjourned.